So before we go on to the next section of the day, I just thought I'd open it up for questions. If anybody had any questions from the last bit of reflections that I gave. Yeah, John.
I was wondering if you could elaborate or talk a little bit more about the, you mentioned when the mind, let's say, goes off into dizziness or whatever, and just to recognize that there's more there.
Right.
It's not just, that particular quality, but...
Right.
Yeah,
and it probably touches on some of the things I mentioned last night in the Saturday night talk. That's the source-oriented, going back to the source of the experience, recognizing that, there's the mood of the mind, but that mood arises and ceases. But then within it does arise and cease within a sphere of awareness. And we can know that. Now we can be a witness to that. So it's one of the qualities that Ajahn Mun emphasized over and over again in terms of his training and how he taught his students. That this called Siki Puto, which is like being a witness for oneself. And that sense of being a witness, being coming back to the a foundation of knowing and recognizing that, there are the different moods, but we can witness them, we can recognize them, we can see them. So it has a more fundamental quality than the arising and ceasing of the moods. It doesn't mean that it's, I was talking about last night, or sort of, how the monks questioned Ajahn Chah, sort of, is that the original mind? And he said, and Ajahn Chah said, you can call it what you want, but as soon as you attach to it, it's going to create suffering for you. But still, it's another aspect that we can be attentive to, and it has a different quality than the moods and the busyness. It has a much more settling quality.
Question. You were saying that if you start out with some chanting to help focus the mind, that that's helpful because you have to, pay attention to the words and whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe because I've done it so many times, I sometimes wonder, did I chant that thing right? Did I actually do that whole chant because I was daydreaming the whole time? How did I even know the words without even thinking about it?
Yeah. Yes, it's amazing what the mind is capable of. It's wonderful and amazing. Chanting Patimokkha. So, the chanting Patimokkha, what is it, about 45 pages of Pali that you have to chant very quickly?
13,000 words.
About 14,000 words, and you have to know letter perfect, and you think, you have to really pay attention. But once you got it down, you can daydream as well. So it isn't just the chanting, of course, it's the... paying attention to the chanting, using the chanting to bring up energy, using the chanting to be focused on what one's doing. There was a woman who I knew, a very good, solid practitioner, a Thai woman, and she, when she was well into her 80s, and she was still reciting the Dhammacakka Sutta every day, but she said what she would do if she kind of lost her place or wandered, then she would start over again. So he said, here I am getting 80 odd years old. Sometimes that chanting takes a long time before I before I can get through it without wandering. But it, you know, it was a practice, and she was very pure-hearted, so you can use it as a practice, and because it's tangible, then you can at least not fool yourself. There, whereas sometimes when you're sit meditation, I'll pay attention to the Anapanasati. Yeah, that's just what the Buddha told us to do. But then, you know, it's easy for the mind to wander if it's not really something fairly tangible and solid. Iris.
I'm not sure
how to
answer this. Sometimes it's like when the mind is wandering and then catching it wandering, and it's that that frustration that arises,
mm-hmm.
you know, of, and that's where it gets layer upon layer of, oh my gosh, it's wandering, you know, here we go again, how do I stop it, and then it's, you know.
Yeah, that's we'll cover that in the next section on right attitude, because there's kind of a fundamental attitude of how we approach the practice, and then we're getting our scorecard down and how did we score on this one, or we're giving ourselves points, and of course we're usually coming up in the minus rather than the pluses.